It's a daily talk show episode 900.
Yeah, what is happening, Bronx? What's going on? And it's Mr. 97's 21st birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Straight into
happy
it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sevs. Happy birthday to you. Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
We may sound a bit different because we're all wearing masks. Mm-hmm. We're in the pandemic and yeah, so if you sound muffled or if we sound better, maybe that could be the feedback.
Pop filter.
There's no more popping.
Yeah.
We're not just in a pandemic, we're also in a park.
Yeah, we're in a park. We're in the pandemics and parks, and we're in Edinburgh Gardens. We've got a spread that's
beautiful
that's
day.
Been rolled out. The full team is here. So right now, Grace, you're with us.
I am.
We've got to sub you out a little later on, but we want you up first. Mm-hmm. Georgie Boy is here, Jess Lucas is here, and they're going to jump in the hot seat.
They
But first, Mason, how was your birthday, mate?
Oh, it's been great so far. Yesterday, Grace took me out and we did 21 things. She put a list together of 21 things that were my favourite things to do. And so we got up and we went and had our favourite breakfast food, which is like an egg and bacon roll.
Even though eggs play up with your tum-tum.
Do they?
Well, they do.
No.
Why didn't you have eggs the other day? Was that just bad eggs?
It could have been one-off. It's like Jess when she talks about eggs. It could have been a one-off.
Grace, just between us, was it hard to find 21 things?
No. I mean,
he's pretty fucking fussy.
they're very particular things.
Yeah.
Like a small goat, like rubbing the back of a small goat's ear.
So while standing on one leg.
So what were the 21 things? Can you give us at least five?
There was like tending to his plants, so watering his plants, making sure they were.
It was
all
actually
okay.
The way you worded it was looking after your children.
Yeah, taking care of your babies. Yeah. Okay, tending to your plants.
Yeah.
We got to scroll an Oz bargain because Mason loves a scroll.
An Oz bargain.
What else was there? Oh, he had it. It was eat a bliss ball.
Share it. Pretty low level shit. Any other chores?
What else was there? Oh, there was. Oh, we did a 20-minute meditation.
Yeah,
nice.
That was good.
Because baby loves a meditation.
Yep.
And what
there
else?
Grace put do a high intensity interval training workout.
Oh, great. Was that before the meditation or after?
We haven't done it yet.
Basically, we'll do this later.
Yeah.
But it's because, you know, his favourite Rhonda Patrick says to do them.
Yeah. So you've been occupying the whole weekend. It's a birthday weekend for 97.
It's a birthday weekend, yeah.
Yeah, great. Well, we're super proud of you, Mr. 97. We'll get to all the sort of lovelies later. But Josh, do you want to do the throw to what's been created?
Yeah, so Georgie Boy has been working non-stop on this video. He's actually doing a selfie.
He's taking a selfie, yeah.
Not even paying attention.
We love a montage. We love a video. If you haven't noticed, even you saying, TJ, we're in a pandemic, is really just for in 10 years' time for the montage, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so this is a highlights package of Mr. 97 by Georgie Boy. Play it now, please.
21 is a big deal. Let's just say there's some differences in laws in different countries.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the only real difference between 20 and 21. But what Mason has managed to achieve in the few years we've known him is the real difference between him and the regular 21ers. Well said, GB. That makes perfect sense.
You know how I told you that I got an email from a guy named Mason, and the subject line was, "I want to work for you for free, Tommy." I thought, perfect opportunity to exploit someone for free.
Mason, we need help.
We've got Mason here. Say hello.
What's up? How you going?
Mason, what was your enter score?
97.
Have you had a girlfriend?
No.
How are we going to find someone?
Guys, welcome to Shameless. Shameless dating show. He's progressive and he cooks.
Oh, look at it.
Wow, wait. This is lovely. Guess what Mr. 97 puts in his hair every single day? Coconut oil.
Can you actually look this up? Look it up. Look up Kleenex, mate. Look that up.
We've got Mr. 97 on the phone. He is an Instagram influencer.
Don.
We've been there for a lot of his firsts.
Your first time.
First time drinking wine. First time emceeing an event.
He's about to have a heart attack.
First chocolate egg.
Describe it.
Nice.
First coffee.
This could go badly for him.
Okay, here we go.
First date.
Why were you at the supermarket for your first date?
And of course, first hair bleach.
Nice to meet you.
What, he's gone in for a hug?
Do you actually see, like, just brown coming off?
Yeah, the brown is coming off.
You think that we're washing the brown out of your hair?
97's a celebrity.
That's crazy.
What else?
Yeah, what's another thing that you haven't done? Have you been to America before 97?
Nah, never been before.
Yeah, we did the edibles for the first time.
Relax, what are you doing?
97 and I got drunk. What year were you born?
What year were you born? 97.
How old are you?
22.
Good one.
The hardest working person in the Daily Talk Show team. This kid.
Working on a bunch of podcasts, he's learned a few new words.
That is outrageous, dialed in.
Why don't you lean into it?
But he still hasn't managed to learn a sense of humour.
Adam Sandberg.
Andy. Andy. In all seriousness, though, Mason has touched the lives of thousands of people. Jeez, thousands is generous. The listeners absolutely love him. A couple, yeah, a few.
Is it just my screen, guys, or is Grace and Mr. 97's mum next to each other?
Yeah. We got a message from Grace. Yeah, we got one from Grace.
We got a message from Grace.
So you speak to Grace for 5 hours. What do you talk about? Are you leading the conversation?
Josh, he's testing and learning.
This is an official invite to 97's birthday party.
I'll fly to Melbourne for the 21st. Mason, who do you barrack for?
Fremantle Dockers, you fucked up. This is why I need to be on the call. You're a fucking idiot.
What's up, Sevs? Happy birthday, mate. I thought we had a nice moment together, actually, in April this year when you and I both talked about being official with Trace and Grace.
We're now dating.
Yeah, right.
Definitely happy to be in the shadows of the relationship from the Daily Talk Show, which is the Sevs and Grace story.
Yeah, so, I mean, earlier this year, I met this amazing girl. She lives in Perth.
Yeah.
And she's been following the podcast for probably about 2 years now.
Grace is moving to Melbourne.
There's so much excitement.
I was nervous for him at the end.
I mean, I looked at a photo of him standing there, which Grace posted, and it's him with the flowers, and I felt the feeling of what he might have been feeling in that moment. I was like, oh!
Congratulations. I'm totally on board with the reality series. And we were so cute. Did you notice they held hands all the way
through? I know, it was so cute.
No, he knows how to be a boyfriend, like a really good one.
Happy birthday, Payson. 21. I can't believe you're only 21. That actually makes me feel revolting.
Just watching this sweet kid turn into this big old hunk of man.
I've seen how much hard work and how much you've developed and how much hard work you put into everything that you do. And it's seriously, you are, you know, a legend.
I absolutely love working with you. On my podcast, One Trick Tony, at One Trick Tony Show on Instagram.
A couple of things to dial in, mate. Homemade peanut butter. Maybe get some hair product. It's called Beef's Butter.
Happy 21st, Maze. Hope you have a fantastic day. Love your heaps, mate.
Happy birthday.
How's Mr. 97 going?
Oh, he's great.
Do you know who Spencer is?
No.
Brody?
No.
Lauren Conrad?
No.
Oh!
Yeah, whoa, are you okay? So, yeah. 28 tomorrow.
It's all about confidence. I want you to hold Gemma's hand. Yeah. And so he had his hands under the dryer, being like, can't be wet for Gemma. Yeah. He's been staying up until 4 a.m. So he's been coming onto the show looking absolutely horrendous.
Yeah, just a bit delusional, but feeling great, to be honest.
Happy birthday to
episode 900. Might be on Mr. 97's 21st birthday.
Now that's close. I've got big plans for it.
We're at Mason's house in Baldwin, and he's been kind enough to let us do the episode from his lounge room.
Mr. 97, absolute stellar job. Yeah, give him a clap.
Yeah,
give him
another clap.
Hip hip. Hooray.
Oh, that was wow.
Can we appreciate, not to make it about me, but episode...
The systems and processes.
That allowed that montage. No. Yeah. I said there, episode 900 could be Mr. 97's 21st birthday.
Mm.
That was done before we started doing two episodes a day. The fact that I was able to predict that deserves another round of applause.
And your shirt as well.
Yeah, your shirt's great. For people who aren't watching the video, I've got a new shirt.
And just one thing, if it wasn't for George putting in that grab, we wouldn't have got that bit then.
Well done, George.
Yeah, thank you, George. That was amazing.
How do you feel, Mason?
Very special. Yeah. I think there's so much that's happened over the past, 2 years. And it's just... I've completely changed from the people that I've been around, and that's yeah, I mean, I've got everyone to thank for the person I'm becoming, so, yeah.
That's nice.
That's so cute.
That is really nice.
Are you worried about all the sun that you're getting hit by?
No, I'm okay. I've actually put on sunscreen, so I'm all right. Yeah, no.
There's a whole process.
I did think about it, though. I did think about
well,
it.
Well, I've written a haiku. No, I haven't.
Is it an acrostic poem?
Well, I don't know. I thought a haiku was where you go through the letters, isn't it?
No, that's acrostic.
I think it's
acrostic.
Acrostic. And then a haiku is like 5 syllables and then 7 syllables.
Jeez, and then trying. Having someone smart on the show for once.
I thought it was a taking over of a government. having of a coup.
That was a coup, yeah. A government coup.
No,
yeah.
But I want to say something nice. Sevs, what's crazy is you don't know what will happen when you write an email or, you know, you start working somewhere or you start hanging out with certain people. But what we know from you being a part of what we're creating is that I don't think we could have done what we've done without you. Mm. Like seeing you being in between Josh and I, physically and actually metaphorically, in moments that we've had tough stuff going on, is like you're definitely that divider that has allowed us to see things a bit more clearly, and your innocence and naivety, which is a good thing, just your young approach and ability to just put yourself out there has been so inspiring.
No,
we're so thankful
thank
to
you.
Have you, mate.
And I think it's also this is a nightmare.
Oh, baby's already crying.
Oh,
Mace cried yesterday. It's okay.
Mason did.
Yeah. He did cry.
Yeah. No, you know how we feel about you.
Keep it short.
Keep it short.
Yeah.
No, I think it's you know, yeah, you talk about the young approach, but there's also like a maturity and a care for people, and yeah, I'm just really. I'm just happy that you're being part of the journey.
Oh, thank you.
Look, Josh is never going to have kids and you're the closest he's got. So this is pretty amazing seeing his son grow up. But, yeah, you know we love you. We love you. And lot to be thankful for, Sevs.
Mm. Yeah, thank you so much.
Is there anything you want to say now about us?
Already.
I'll have a full breakdown.
No, so Gracie, yeah, what have you observed over your time with Mace?
I just think he's like, he's just so open to everyone, and that's what I said to him yesterday. The fact that you're so open to everyone from different walks of life, no matter where they've come from, he's just so welcoming and I think that's such a beautiful quality to have. And he's so curious about people, and I love that. And even like, I mean, I think like before I met him, my friends and everything. And then he's curious about my friends, and he's curious about what I used to do back in Perth and everything. So I just think the fact that he's like that is beautiful. And
it's just a great catch, because then the kid thing. Oh, like how he is with Bodhi makes me sick, because I'm not even that good with my own son.
He also wants to meet all of Grace's exes as well, which is great.
He actually does.
Yeah. Sorry, I missed out.
Mason wants to meet all my exes when we go back to Perth.
Why, mate?
I don't know.
Just have a little catch-up.
You know,
just bizarre.
But look, something to be honest, something more impressive than the personal growth you've made is your rig. It's grown, it's big. Like even just in that highlights package, yeah, if you watch it, you were skinny. Now you got real chest on you. it's what we look for in employees.
He hasn't made me those nachos that he made you guys yet.
Yeah, quinoa.
Yeah,
yeah,
quinoa.
He hasn't
I don't know if you want it, to be honest.
It's your specialty, so.
Not to sort of lead away from you, Mason, but right now, Josh, I can see. Right now we're in the park and you can see police patrolling because there's only meant to be small groups of people and you're meant to keep your distance and what a bizarre time.
Yeah.
I mean, we were going to have this in a hall. It was going to be a big
Boy
party.
Boy Scouts, yeah.
And it's actually worked out perfectly for Josh.
Yeah, I'm wrapped. I'm absolutely wrapped.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And, go on, Tom.
I was just going to say, we don't want to kick you out, Grace. We'd love you to stay here.
No, there's other people that need to be here.
Well, we've got who would you like? I'm going to put it on to Jess, Grace, because I don't want to.
What, Jess?
I don't want to pick. Who would you like?
I was going to say Jess, but she just sat down. So I'll say Georgie Boy.
All right, Georgie Boy.
Should we sanitize this?
Yeah, great. We actually do have some hand sanitization products.
Glad we clarified
that. I love
that.
COVID safe.
Because we don't want that. Just get some sanitizer and just lube your hands up and rub them on.
Lube your hands.
There we go. Perfect.
Now, coin that term.
You know, we know that other podcasters are looking to take down other podcasters when it comes to.
So just making sure that we have sanitized and we're out of here.
Right. Yep, George is sanitized
up. I'm going
to
have a drink, thank goodness.
Yeah. Thank you.
Little kiss from Grace.
Little kiss.
Little kiss.
Yeah, another kiss.
So, George, we just need you to say a few nice things about Mason.
Okay.
And then,
if you can manage it.
Yeah.
No, honestly, like, working with you this year is just, like, I've learnt so much from you. And you are always such a positive guy, even when, you know, your workload is insane.
It's not that bad.
You're doing so much.
Prioritisation.
You're doing so much, and it's inspiring to watch. And most importantly, just a nice guy to hang out with. And a great friend, and I had something else. I can't remember what else.
Was it the shirt?
Was it the shirt?
Yeah, nice shirt. That's Uniqlo.
It's your shirt.
My shirt. No, but honestly, like, you're a great guy, and for a 21-year-old to have done like 800 episodes of a podcast doesn't make sense. But you've somehow managed to do it, and you just. Yeah, don't know what else to say. Making that montage was an absolute pleasure, and it was so fun to look back and see all the great things that you've done.
Oh, thanks, JB.
And I wish I could do some of those fun things one day.
Oh, you want to go to America? Because that was pretty fun. Yeah. That was. I mean, last year this time for your birthday, that footage in that video was from Santa Monica.
Mm.
We're at Cheesecake Factory, was it?
Yeah.
And
did you get the burrito as well?
Yes.
Grande?
The big. That was a big burrito.
Yeah. We both got a big burrito. Uh-huh. That was vegetarian. Josh, you were a vegetarian back then.
Yeah, well, I remember that. Black bean. The one I think that you guys had wasn't.
I have a feeling that
remember they said, not to get too much into the weeds, but I think they said that it wouldn't make a good vegetarian one.
That's right, yeah.
But you guys had it.
No, we got the chicken one.
No, we got chicken.
That's why we didn't. You got the
impossible.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
That's right. Look.
It had cheese on it.
there was no thought of a pandemic back then. Mm-hmm. I don't know what a haiku is, let alone a pandemic, to be honest.
I've actually got a bit where I say about COVID last year. No. Predicting it.
So just for context, that was episode 301, if anyone's wondering.
301.
Which was?
Where JJ mentioned it.
21st birthday.
Wow.
Episode 900. That is crazy.
Long time ago.
Can you predict, Josh, something right now?
Episode 1500.
1500, what's happening?
1500, I think.
We're on a boat.
In episode 1500, Mr. 97 and Grace will be engaged by episode 1500. It's less than a year.
Not to get too dark or anything, but
here we go.
I do worry, like,
we could all be dead.
There's so much amazing footage of you and Grace, and you've only been going out for like a few months. Like, if you break up in a couple of months, a lot of it is on record.
Well, this was the whole thing, because I remember, just like, it was never actually a thought when Grace did come over to Perth, but it was, looking back, it's like, oh my god, like, what if something went, like, what if that first week at Rod's beach house didn't go well?
There's a
like, imagine explaining that.
If they only had one toilet.
Yeah.
Good story arc, though. Josh wouldn't be complaining.
Yeah, I mean, GB would do a great breakup montage. Yeah. just a slight change in the music.
Yeah.
Not to get too dark.
Sevs, I feel like you haven't had a moment to stop and think about whether you're okay with us always putting you on camera. You're just in the middle of it. Is there anything, thinking now compared to 3-4 years ago before we even knew you, that you would be willing to put yourself out there, even just like your personal life out there as much as you are now?
Yeah, I mean, I never did that. Like, like I was never on Instagram. Like I probably uploaded like two
Still
photos.
Not really.
Yes, no, that's fair. But like I probably uploaded two photos in like a 6 year period. But I don't know. It feels like there's something completely different about it doing it now, and just on a different medium, being a podcast. Like
It could be the contract we made you sign.
No, we haven't. I don't have contracts.
Can you look down the barrel of the camera and say that we have rights to all your footage? Yeah.
No, but I think, yeah, I wouldn't change a thing. I'm so proud of everything that we've put out and everything that we've done that, yeah, I wouldn't have it any other way. And what we've shared and what we've done, I wouldn't change a thing.
Just walking back, George, you're 21st. What did you do? Because you're, what are you, 27 now? Six?
Yep.
27?
Yeah. 40. Yeah, it's my birthday in a week, by the way, guys.
Mason will be doing the montage.
I'm turning 27, so I'm 26 now. What did I do for my 21st? Oh, it was just went out and, like, just got hammered.
More worried about the quality of the cocaine.
Like, the difference between me at 21 and you at 21 compared to this guy at 21. Like,
yeah, I know.
It's, yeah. I was just out partying all the time. And yeah. Mason's going to have his first G&T today, which is nice. No, I was actually thinking, now that you're 21, you're banned from drinking Gordon's.
Gordon's is great.
It's the shittest gin.
It's perfect.
Sorry, Gordon's.
George has a lot to say about that. Yeah, yeah. Gin.
Mr. 97 is the gin guy. Mm. So I don't know, GB, like, what makes you think that you know more about gin
other than the extra years you've had on this earth?
Yeah. I mean, the amount of consumption.
Yeah. I've had a fair few different gins. I don't want to brag.
Was there, GB, when you're looking through all the footage, was there anything that didn't make the montage or any sort of insights from going back from all looking at all that stuff?
No, I think that's pretty much everything. I mean, a lot of them, like, I remember as bits rather than just kind of going through and finding random things where you mentioned or whatever. It's like a lot of those moments are great memories for me as a listener. So, yeah, I think, like, it was all in there. The bleaching, that was good. My favourite line was when you thought that the brown was getting washed out of your hair.
It felt like it.
How?
I don't know, it just felt like burning. It was all coming up, yeah.
Yeah, right.
But I also love, like, Angelo from Ventura IP.
I know.
Yeah. One of our partners and supporters. And even, you know, you can see the relationships that you're able to build with not only, you know, the team, but also the partners and everyone that's surrounding the show, I think is testament to your ability to connect with people. And I think that that's the biggest misconception about you is that, you know,
is this the one the Daily Mail ran?
I think the misconception is that you're socially awkward, or that you lack social
One of the things that Mason did say when he first started with us, and you said, you said something like, I want to be more like you to me, but like more so, like, you said something around the social element.
Yes.
And I've never really seen you as an awkward guy at all.
No.
I see you as someone who's composed in situations where you are in a social situation. And like Josh said, less is more. You don't do that at scale. But any time that you do have a relationship with somebody, it is so strong. Like, it is so... All those elements that Josh was crying behind his mask about is exactly what you do with everybody. Not just Josh,
so
me,
true.
George, but it's everybody. Except I'm not getting the love that Grace gets.
Pretty pissed about that. I am.
When are you crying?
GB, thank you for joining. Yeah, I think we'll sub out for Jess now. Jessica, please.
Yeah, Jess Lucas.
See you at the picnic rug.
Here we go. That's a good say.
Maybe just put it down on the seat, GB.
Yeah, put it just here, George.
That's all right.
He's panicked. GB's panicked.
He's panicked.
It is nice to be out. I mean, this is the first time that I've been to a park like this since this year. I don't know.
You haven't been going to parks?
No, but as in like a picnic with this many people around, like it feeling like the old days before COVID.
Yeah. It has the vibe of like a... Europe or something. Like, doesn't it remind you of, like, the parks in
London? What's the big one? Hyde Park.
Hyde Park.
Mm.
Yeah, here we go. Oh, here we go.
We're doing happy birthday. Are we doing it again or no?
We cancelled that. Actually, thank you. Oh, okay, hang on. I'll say it afterwards.
It is. There isn't a fire ban today. So Jess has just brought out a cupcake with sparklers. Jess, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What would you...
Hey, Melbourne.
Jess is a bit nervous.
I'm nervous. Everyone's looking.
This is the thing. We've done podcasts in so many different places. This is probably the most people, but I feel like they don't give a shit about us.
I literally can't
see. Can you hold my hand? I'm literally shaking.
She is. I need sanitizer.
I will say, though, I appreciate how loud you did the happy birthday at the start, because that was almost... most obnoxious.
I can't hear anything because I've got headphones on.
It was so loud.
But the thing is, Jess, if it makes you feel any better, I don't think anyone's looking, not even our own picnic. They're having their own conversation.
Yeah, fair.
Okay. What has it been like working with Mr. 97? What have you observed over the last few months?
I just think for someone who has just turned 21, you're so far advanced in your career. I'm slightly jealous of how far in your career you are. You're incredibly intelligent, that's for sure.
Just one of the things, like, you are true to form. You say always bring a lighter wherever you go, and you've got your lighter.
I know.
You always need a lighter. And girls, can I just say, it's a great dating trick. Like, if a guy comes up to you and they ask you for a lighter, you can be like, yeah, here you go. And it's an opportunity to start a conversation.
Is that a good filter to find guys? Are the guys that need a lighter the ones that you want to be?
Is the follow-up, do you have a mate that doesn't smoke, you true piece of shit?
No, Jess only really dates smokers. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to rule them out. I'm slim pickings at the moment, isn't it?
Vaping's okay. Yeah.
Slightly annoying from a health insurance point of view.
What is smoking?
Well, because you're going to have to deal with, like, lung cancer and shit down the line.
See, this is why we love Mason, who's thought about one of the reasons he doesn't smoke is for health insurance.
Yeah, but I can confirm Josh isn't wearing sunscreen on his face right now. He's in the shade.
He's in the shade.
The sun moves, doesn't it? But he wasn't at the start. Gemma Watts isn't going to be happy.
No, she won't be.
No.
What else, Jess, have you learnt from Mace, or what have you seen over the last few months?
I'm just really grateful that every time you or I have a question about the dumbest shit. Like, how do I find the video section on YouTube? What else have I asked you?
Oh, there's a lot.
On Simplecast. How do you do the analytics again? I've got it down pat now. I feel like I'm all right now.
He's a great teacher. That's one thing that we've identified with Sebs. He's got the patience and the communication skills. I think that's where you actually thrive, when you're needing to be very clear about how to do something.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's where you kill it.
Very impressive, Mason. Well done.
That's where you kill it. We didn't even have to do a montage for the... episode 900 that we're also celebrating, because what that montage of Sev's was a montage of where we've gone, because you've been there for every moment that we've had on camera, at least.
Yeah, no, I'm jealous. I've missed out on so many things. Like, I wonder who the next employee is going to be, and like, they're going to look back on our time.
Would you get your hair bleached for the show, Jess?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, really? Great.
Yeah, I want to go blonde.
Really?
What do you think?
For a free Joey Scandizzo
mention, yeah.
Hey, Joey, I haven't been out of booking just yet. Have you seen these ends?
Mace, what do you think for your 30th? What should we do for your 30th?
Oh, for 30th. I don't know. That's so far away. I might have kids by 30.
Yeah.
I reckon I'll definitely have kids by 30.
Great.
Traeger grill.
We could do a big grill.
Yeah, great.
We could have a big grill.
Uh-huh. Do you think we'll all be vegetarian by then? Because, you know, like everyone...
Just grilling eggplants. Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
What do you dream of? What do you think? Paint the picture.
Paint the picture. It'd be lovely to have everyone around at a lovely house, and it's like a barbecue vibe.
With fiber?
Absolutely. Fiber, big TVs, lovely kitchen. And then there's just everyone at BMC. And we've got just a bunch of people around just
drinking gin.
Yeah,
hopefully
a lot of gin.
You can drink wine at that point, so we can actually decant a bottle and enjoy it, maybe.
Yeah, I think just having everyone I love around would be it.
We've got kids behind.
Wild scenes here at the park, guys. I mean, let's skim over the steps challenge that has wrapped up yesterday. We don't need to go to such a negative place.
Yeah, it's
let's not leave
good.
It there.
Not looking good.
I feel like, Jess, you want to at least mention how many steps you've done. How many steps have you done?
I didn't do my homework.
Classic.
Well, on Instagram,
I'm not even wearing my watch, so I'm not nothing yesterday or today happened.
On Instagram, we'll post what the...
tallies are.
Yeah, who won it.
Yeah, okay.
In the most negative sense.
Let's place bets. I'll go first. I think Tommy...
I think it's pretty clear.
Yeah, I think the only person who's brought it up is Tommy. This is the testosterone all over again.
I feel like it's a close second between Mace and I. And unfortunately, Josh, you are always going to be last.
With GB? Well,
no, I reckon George might have lost it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Doing
George,
the edits. Yeah. Anyone that's been doing those sorts of edits.
Is that a cop out on your end?
Yeah.
I had my dad's 60th video edit, okay? So we've all had edits to do this week.
No, we will announce those, but not here. Not here. We don't want to bring it down. Uh-huh. We've still got the rest of the day to get through. But
GB, before we finish up, there's a little bit of a thing that I like to do on my birthday, and it's have a piece of salami. Will you finish off by eating a piece of salami on the show?
Oh, yeah, that is nice.
Right, great.
So, yeah, it's something Josh has been doing since he was... How old were you? He was like six?
No, 12.
12.
Am I having the salami before the cake? Or after?
Yeah, before. Do you want me to hold the cake?
Yeah, hold the cake.
So he's just going to finish off. Okay.
I'm glad, GB, you took that tell fast.
Okay, great. So
that was
just
good.
Sorry. Just a piece of salami.
Just a piece of salami.
Just grab one.
And then, so straight it up.
Straight in.
Okay, hang on.
And then once you finish it, give us a wish.
This is real hot salami, isn't it?
Have you ever had salami?
Yeah. It's all right.
I'd hope so.
My wish?
Yeah, your wish.
Talk us through the salami.
It's quite spicy. It's not too... Is it meant to be really, really hot?
Well, we were just eating it before, and I said, that's really hot. I think it will be too hot for Mason, so we just wanted to...
No, this is okay.
Oh, you really have grown up. You are really 21.
This is growth. This is growth. But make a wish. Actually, you can't tell us, because it won't come true. That's part of the salami, the wish, salami wish.
And also want to say thank you to everyone who's been listening. We had our biggest month of downloads ever last month. You know, it's taken a fair while to get there. It's a fucking lot of episodes.
Yeah.
Awesome. But thanks for everyone who's been listening. We love you. We absolutely love you.
Thanks, everyone. It's a Daily Talk Show. If you like the show, make sure you share it on social media. Happy birthday, Mace.
Happy birthday, Mace.
We'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
See you, guys.